The first thing farmers have to do is to make sure that they're prepared. When they're harvesting their beehives, it doesn't matter what kind of beehive that they're using. They must start by having the right equipment. Even if it's very basic equipment, that's okay, but you need to have the right equipment, so you need to plan for it.
When you say basic equipment, what are you referring to?
Well, when you're harvesting honey, you need to have buckets, containers that you can put the honey into. And those containers must not be metal, because honey takes on the taste of the metal, and that affects the taste. Therefore, for the people who buy it, it's not that you can't eat it, but it will not taste as nice. So you need a plastic bucket or a wooden bucket, but you should not have a metal bucket. And then, of course, the bucket should be clean, and it should have a lid, a top that can seal against the moisture, because honey sucks in water from the air. And if it sucks in water from the air, eventually it can ferment. So you need a top or a lid that will seal against moisture in the air. And then, besides a bucket, you probably need a sharp knife that is also clean. And then, in order to maintain your quality, most beekeepers should probably have a veil to protect their face. Now, in our company, in Forest Fruits, we deal with about 6,000 beekeepers. And when we started as a company, we didn't have money to give veils to beekeepers. And we saw that that affected the quality. Once we had a bit of money, we bought material, made veils for our beekeepers, and we noticed that that changed the quality immediately. When people's eyes and noses and face is protected, then they're willing to stay with the bees longer. So you need some protective equipment. At the very minimum, you need a veil to protect your face. If you can get some gloves, that's also good. If you have those things, you'll stay longer with your bees, and you'll be able to work with the honey a bit more.
In short, you are trying to say that while working with the bees, you must exercise a little bit of some patience.
Very much. You can't rush in and rush out. If you rush in, your quality will be affected. And if you're looking to find a good market beyond the village, then definitely you must take time to take care of your product, not just your product, but also your bees.
Apart from a metal container, what are some of the things you consider as contaminating factors?
Well, if you have a bucket and you've been using it for fertilizer, that will contaminate your honey. So a fertilizer is one thing. If you've been carrying diesel or oil or petrol or any chemicals in that container, you should never use it for food, because it will definitely be contaminated.
Once you have harvested your honey, there comes now the issue of extracting. During this process, do you foresee any contamination as well?
Yes, in extraction, you also have to be careful. If you're extracting in the village, then you must be careful. If it's raining or if it's in the rainy season, then you must extract quickly. Otherwise, the honey will suck up moisture from the air, and that will cause it to ferment. Also, in the village, if you are processing, you must be careful that you don't have too much smoke. Now, when you're harvesting, you use some smoke. You should use just a little bit of smoke. If you use too much, that smoke can be tasted in the honey. And then when you're processing in the village, if you're processing under the, what we call the chota here in Zambia, which is the small thatched building, and if you have a fire in there, the smoke will be going into the honey. So you must be careful there that the smoke doesn't go into the honey. Remember that honey should taste like the flowers that the bees take it from. And every beekeeper can tell you, yes, this is good honey because it actually tastes like the flowers and it smells like the flowers. If the quality is affected by poor processing or poor extraction in the village, definitely the taste and the smell is going to change.
Sometimes there's also the issue of filtering or indeed straining the honey to remove any impurities. What type of materials do you recommend for beekeepers to use?
Well, you can use simple things like mosquito gauze. If you are selling a finished product in the village, then definitely straining it is important. But if you are selling it to a larger processor, then straining it is not so important. It just depends how you are going to sell it. But if you are going to strain it, then mosquito gauze is okay.
Yeah. What type of conditions do you need to package your honey?
Well, as I mentioned before, one of the most important things with honey is that you make sure that you package it in a container that you can seal. If it's got plenty of holes in it, or if it's allowing the moisture or the air in, that's going to affect the quality of your honey. Remember, honey sucks up moisture from the air, and that's an enemy of honey.
What are the main, or how important is the issue of labeling?
Anyone who buys it will want to know when it was harvested. What we do with our farmers is it's labeled with their name and the name of the village and the date that it was harvested. And that is enough. Once that label is on there, we know what to do with it as a processor, as a packer. But a small beekeeper, if you have the date that it was harvested, your name and your village, then people are going to have confidence in your product.